Good afternoon. This is an ongoing greenhouse research where we wanted to test our very early cotton variety. It is expanding the use of early variety cotton, but there's not much information there in regards to the water use rate and the response to the irrigation rate. So the physiological growth, all the physiological growths are not equally sensitive to water stress. So if we look at the literatures, there's not much information about the water usage on the early season cotton. We wanted to test this phytoxin 222 early season variety first water use rate and the and temporal scale of deficit irrigation. So to test that, we have four treatments. T1 is well water control, and T2, 3, and 4 are deficit irrigations. And all the deficit irrigations received 25% of water. That's 25% of the T1 well water control, and within the first 1 to 2 weeks, and then after that, it got 50% for 3 to 6 weeks. And on the third time, it's got week 7 to 11, T2 got 100% water, while T3 got 75%, and T4 got 50% water. And after that, all of the treatments are getting 50% water from now till harvest. So this is still ongoing, so they're still being treated like that. So when we look at the transpiration rates, they're the same under the T2, 3, and 4 treatments until their irrigation rates were changed in week 7. That's 43 days after after planting. So if you can see that graph there, after 43 days, before that you can see the flat line on 2, 3, 4. It's not much change, but after that it dramatically jumps for 2T2 and 3-4 a little lower. So obviously T1 is much higher. And so we also looked at the cumulative transpiration rate for the 100 days after planting. If you look at that, the most water consuming is obviously T1, the well water one. After 37.8 liters for T1, and the cumulative transpiration for T2, which is the second highest after that, got 30.7 liters. So you can see on the graph there. So that 7.1 liters difference is about 18%, which is a big deal. So with 18% less water on T2. But and we also looked at the bowl and square numbers. And that was 80% higher. If you look at that graph on the right, it's 80% higher by the 7 weeks of treatment. But after that, it dramatically drops down, and then the T1 and T2 becomes very similar. By week 12, actually, sorry. In summary, the transpiration train we saw that it follows an exponential plateau model for the well water treatment, and our preliminary results suggest that the irrigation reduction in the early spring can be plausibly be implemented while maintaining the same yield. So no yield loss there. So that's the end of my slide. Any question?
We have time for one question.
Yeah.
Any questions? Or else you'll have a poster also tomorrow from 4 to 6?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Squares. goals. I guess you
look at square
abortion as a function of
these. That's where got aborted later in the in the T1s and then in the about 4 months. So yeah. Cut off for the bowl. You mean the bowl numbers? On the flowers. In the beginning, yeah. For the T1, we got like plenty, like all the a lot, and then it dropped down. But we didn't do anything for the T1. It's always been 100%. But only after the 12 weeks, but that didn't change a lot in the T1. But T2, it was not much earlier. So after that, like after week 12, when the balls were there, and then it dropped a little bit, but not much significantly.
And this is the final presentation of the rapid session. If there's any questions for the other speakers, we could ask those questions now. And also, I'd appreciate any feedback you have about this 5-minute rapid thing, if you like it, don't like it, or changes. Thank you.